Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Hanukkah. You think about it that, you know, we are, when you read Romans chapter 11, I'm sure everybody's reading their Bible, the letter written to the church of Rome, Paul begins to explain in Romans 11 how he just wants to just give he even says, I just give my whole life for the Jews to understand how awesome Jesus is, mm-hmm. and, you know, the Messiah. But he also talks about, we got to be real careful to understand that it was the Jews that God selected and chose to be his chosen people. And they carried the word to us. The reason why we have the Bible is because the Jews kept it. They kept the Holy Bible, and they kept it to the T. People say, well, they're so detailed. They're detailed. I mean, think about it. Of all the gifts that God would give the Jews, wouldn't details be important when you want the Word of God to be, think about it. You'd want it to be right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want a saying when writing things out, right?
No.
It was kind of like what he meant, you know, the Sermon on the Mount or the
something
Monument
like
or he had a cappuccino or something. I don't know. Anyway, getting back to what? Right? You want somebody's detailed. Mm-hmm. And they're very detailed. They have a detailed gift, tracing back genealogies and all that. But he talks about, they're the ones that gave us the word. They've kept it. And so we owe this huge debt of gratitude. And not only that, but, you know, God's going to save Israel. Mm-hmm. God's going he's going to save Jacob. Mm-hmm. And how he does that, he talks about it prophetically, but he has his plan to be able to redeem them. And once the full number of the ones who aren't Jews, the Gentiles, come in. And so we have this. And then he talks about, you know, don't boast in the fact that, you know, you're grafted in, that he allowed you to come into the family. He says, listen, if he didn't spare the natural branches, then he's not going to spare you either. That's what he's talking about. He says, listen, if I dealt with the folks that I selected to be my people, and I'm going to deal with them, bring them back into me, and you're grafted in, mm-hmm. how much more is he going to deal with you mm-hmm. if you get all prideful and stuff? He says, behold the kindness and the sternness of God. And that he's both of those simultaneously. I've met them both. Have you met them? Have you met both those attributes? The kindness and the sternness of God?
Oh, yeah.
You want to expound on that?
We don't have time.
We don't have time, right. But the mercies of God and
knew every
you see
morning.
That look?
Knew every
like, he did too, like, man, oh, I remember man, those looks.
I know the mercies.
And but so we want to understand, you know, what is Hanukkah? Hanukkah is something that's celebrated by the Jews around the same time. And CBN, we'll listen first to CBN as they're talking about Hanukkah, and then we'll come out begin to, and with that perspective of what Paul is writing us and what we understand, that we owe a debt of gratitude. And how much more will somebody understand what so much is about than those who kept the details of what God says? Listen up.
For 8 days at this time of year, Jewish people around the world celebrate Hanukkah, a holiday marking a great victory 2,000 years ago. Chris Mitchell visited the old city of Jerusalem and shows us the beautiful lights marking this year's celebration.
Thousands of Israelis come to Jerusalem's old city at Hanukkah to celebrate and see the lights. All over the world, Jews say special prayers, thanking God for miracles past and present, and light a special candelabra or menorah called a Hanukkiah for 8 days.
This is a holiday about spirituality. This is a holiday about values. This is a holiday about connecting to God. So many Israelis come here, everybody's attracted to the light.
Also known as the Feast of Dedication, Hanukkah is not mentioned in the Old Testament, but it is in the New Testament. Now it was the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. CBN News joined Rebecca Spiro and her family for the Jewish celebration.
It's a holiday that celebrates religious freedom and our victory against oppression and our ability to rededicate the temple.
And her children?
The presents and the parties and the latkes.
We have groups coming all the time, and we go on trips, and it's fun, and it's just fun.
In the 2nd century B.C., the Jewish people in Judea revolted against the Syrian Greek conquerors. The Seleucids tried to impose their culture, forcing the Jews to eat pork and forbidding Sabbath observance, Torah reading, and circumcision. Worse still, the Seleucids defiled the Jewish temple in Jerusalem and dedicated it to the Greek god Zeus. Led by a priestly family known as the Maccabees, the Jewish people retook Jerusalem and rededicated the temple. But when they wanted to light the menorah, there was only a tiny bit of sacred olive oil left.
We celebrate the 8 days that the menorah burned, which is a miracle. It was beyond nature, and also the military victory.
Eating fried foods like potato pancakes and jelly donuts is another Hanukkah tradition. Spiro's family and neighbors also have their own personal tradition to build unity between secular and religious Israelis.
We every single year we bring out a table of drinks, and we thousands of people come to the old city for Hanukkah to look around and see the menorahs and light, and then we give out hot drinks to all the people that come.
Spiro says there's a message in the holiday for today.
The world's coming up against Israel. The wolves are circling the sheep. This is nothing new. And the message of Hanukkah is that no matter what happens, our candles burn bright. And like civilizations have come and gone, but the Jewish people are still here.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem's Old City.
That is such a good story. I know explaining Hanukkah. And some of the things that I think is pretty interesting about this is to understand that it's 8 days of celebration, which mm-hmm. represents, you know, eight is the number of new beginnings. Mm-hmm. And here they are over and over and over again since the New Testament was beginning to unfold is to celebrate. But there's going to be a new beginning for Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. That once the full number of the Gentiles come in, that so many people are going to be amazed. It's like, what happened? I thought it was over. It's like, mm-hmm. no, there's a new beginning, you know, taking place. And of all the things, when you think about what's happening in Syria today, what's happening with the Arab League around Israel, with the estimated 500 Muslims that are surrounding Israel now that we gave the leadership over to the president of Russia, and she just talked about how everything's happening and coming against Israel, that you're looking at again, and they talked about this, the Hanukkah, talking about the Syrian great oppression over the Jews. When they came in, they dedicated their temple. They forced them to eat pork. You know, they kept them from reading the Torah, the Bible. And interesting today, we're seeing a lot of that today. You know, get the word out of their hands, get the word out of their hands. They kept them from circumcision, which was assigned to them. And for us, what we're saying today, we're seeing not only with the Jews, but with the Christians, where people saying, hey, it's not important to circumcise your heart anymore.
Right.
You know, sin's not a big deal anymore. Then they went and dedicated the temple of God to Zeus. And I'll never forget when... one of the young guys in our church gathering was given a school assignment. And this is where the people who have this mindset against Israel have taken over our school system mm-hmm. and infiltrated it. And we were homeschooling our children at that time. Mm-hmm. But he came over to help get them to help with this homework, help our kids to help him with this homework. And I came into the house and I saw them around the table, and they were building an altar to Zeus, a throne of Zeus.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, what the heck is that? What are you doing? Get that out of my house.
Stop the press.
And it's been so promulgated that most people now in the American schools think nothing about these false gods.
Right.
They teach them, oh, this is just Greek gods. Well, looky here. They dedicated the temple of God to Zeus. Mm. They dedicated the temple of God to Zeus. Think about that. And you're teaching them, and you're having children in your school system to build his throne. And I'm like, get that thing out of here. And he was so terrified. He was so terrified of that spirit when he got back there. And he did not say, because the teacher said, I called the school board. The school mm-hmm. boards are like, you know, they didn't do anything about it. Mm. And it's like, don't you see the significance of this? When you're seeing Hanukkah, at the same time, you're telling your students to build a throne to Zeus. Look what you're doing.
Right.
Look at what you're doing and what you're actually coming against the Jews in the context of what that whole story there. And this is what God says. There'll be no other gods except me. And so you can't have these other gods. You don't celebrate. You need to remove those from, you know, what you're teaching there in the context of that. Mm-hmm. But, of course, what we did, we had all of our kids build the throne room of God and right. the 24 elders and all that. But it's just a powerful, powerful thing when you look at what the Maccabees did and you look at what Hanukkah is about. So we want to remember our Jewish brothers and sisters during this time. She said it here. We were surrounded again. It's happening again. We're going to celebrate Hanukkah, new beginnings. Understand with these four blood moons coming, though they may begin in tears, that it ends in great victories. for God's folks. Be God's folks. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. And yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.